bright red apples, oranges, and yellow bananas. Well, most of the time they're yellow, sometimes they can change color. But you get my point. Fruits are very, very colorful, and the large variety of fruits and even vegetables are so colorful, and it just makes you wonder, how are these fruits so colorful, and is there really a purpose to why these different fruits are different colors? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the delicious science of fruits and the different colors and why they are different colors and how evolution has to do with it. Let's get right into the science. Let's go. So first of all, what is a fruit? Well, a fruit is sort of an extension of a plant, and inside of it are seeds of that plant. And fruits always come from flowering plants and have seeds inside of them. The fruit basically protects the seed and helps transport the seeds to other places so that the plants can reproduce and make more plants. Now, these fruits are formed when the flower of a plant gets pollinated, and once that happens, it gets fertilized, and the fruit starts growing around it. And to make it more appealing, it starts adding sugars and other nutrients inside the fruit until it's ripe and ready to eat. Well, this has a small role playing into why fruits are different colors. You may notice that fruits are many, many different colors, and did you know even chili peppers? Chili peppers are a fruit. Yeah, those bright red or green chili peppers, they're considered a fruit because they grow from flowering plants and they have seeds inside of them. Well, anyway, back to the colorful stuff. So, since all of these fruits are different colors, why does that happen? Well, that's because of different chemicals that are inside of the fruit itself, called phytochemicals. And these chemicals give the fruit their color as they develop. And all these chemicals are inside the cells, or the tiny little building blocks of the plant. And these cells are able to change color and release these chemicals in order to give it their appealing colors that we are able to see. And it's not just us that are able to see it, it's also animals. We need to take a step back and look at how plants are able to spread their seeds. Plants like dandelions are able to just use the wind to blow their seeds to new places. But what about things like the apple tree? Or what about even oranges? How do they get their seeds to new places? Well, it's all thanks to the digestive system. It may not apply to humans that much, but to wild animals like deer, when they eat these fruit, and it has to pass through their digestive system. The seeds are so hardy, they're able to pass through the digestive system and come out the other end. And that is how they're able to make new plants. Because when these animals poop it out, that means that there is new seeds that are on the ground and it transports it to a new location, meaning that the new trees can grow out of that in the next season. So that's why animals eat fruit, and that's why plants and trees rely on animals eating their fruit in order to survive and make more plants. But what does color have to do with that? Well, just like humans, other animals see color, but they see it in a very different way. Different animals see different wavelengths of color and color in different ways. But what these fruits have adapted and evolved over time. You see, if there is a bunch of leaves and there's a bright red apple sitting on a tree, most animals will be able to see that, and that means that it makes it more appealing. It basically tells the animal, that's a really tasty fruit, you should go eat it. So the animal eats it, and that's how the seeds are able to spread. So all of these different colors are because of these animals able to see it, and they're kind of appealed towards colorful things. And they eat it, and that's how they spread their seeds. That's also why a lot of fruits that we see are sweet and have a good taste. That's so that the animals can enjoy it, and they will be able to spread the seeds later. Now, there are different types of fruits, right? And it's not just red. There are colors of the rainbow, so many different colors, including green, purple, even yellow and orange and red. But why are there so many different colors and such a vast spectrum of colors that these fruits are? Well, it's all thanks to how these animals see colors differently. An example is berries. If you see lots of wild berries and even raspberries and strawberries, there's red. Because birds are able to see red very clearly. And since these berries fit in their beaks really good, they're able to eat these these red berries, and they're able to spread the seeds. And that's all thanks to how the birds see it. And it also applies to mammals like bears. They're able to see certain colors differently, and they're able to see certain colors strongly and are attracted to certain colors. So since the fruits are adapted and evolve over time, that means that they're the colors that the animals prefer. And when those animals eat it, they're able to spread their seeds everywhere. So, the reason fruits are all different colors is to attract animals to eat them and to spread their seeds everywhere, and they're able to grow new plants and keep the species thriving. I know us humans look at a fruit bowl in like so many different colors, but the true reason is to please animals and maybe even humans, because I love apples and I love oranges. You know what? I love most of the fruits. Yeah. So I bet you love fruits too, because they're so delicious. Alright, before I have a fruit feast, let's review what we learned in this episode. In this episode, we learned that fruits come from flowering plants and have seeds inside of them. And they are formed because the seeds need to be protected by something, and they also need transport in order to go to other locations. Animals eat these plants with their seeds, and they're able to spread the seeds around through them pooping it out and around us. And the reason all of these fruits are different colors is to appeal different animals. And different animals see colors differently, so they're able to appeal to certain types of animals that are able to transport their seeds to new places. It's really cool how plants evolved over time or changed over time in order to have all these different colors. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science produced and hosted by me, Aushishir Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Also, do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out? Well, grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact and send me your amazing science questions. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast where you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science. In the meanwhile, I'm going to enjoy my fruit feast. Delicious.